You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America's new clinic is now open in Port St. Lucie. Do you suffer from poor sleep? This can be a root cause of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has tools to address sleep issues. Also, in the observational study of their protocol, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. These are amazing results. There is now hope for loved ones suffering from cognitive decline. Online at atca.ai or 772-298-4477.
And I know we'll never be the same. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
I could see in your love. save us, O Lord. Like days of long ago, save us, O Lord. Deliver us once more, save us, O Lord. Shine your face on us and let your mercies flow. Save us, O Lord. To you our hearts restore. Long we've wandered, long we've strayed, so far away from you. Hope was gone, hearts afraid, and we've cried, Lord, oh, we've cried so many tears, waiting for Messiah to draw us near. Save us, O Lord, like days of long ago. Save us, O Lord. Deliver us once more. Save us, O Lord. Shine your face on us and let your mercies flow. Save us, O Lord. To you our hearts restore. And if we stumble, Lord, we'll fall into your arms. And if we lose our way, we'll call to you, a shepherd you will be, watching over us. And we've cried, Lord, oh, we've cried so many tears. Desire to draw us near. Save us, O Lord, like days of long ago. Save us, O Lord. Deliver us once more. Save us, O Lord. Shine your face upon us. Let your mercies flow. Save us, O Lord. To you our hearts restore.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
No matter. Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
With your righteousness, all the kingdoms. With your holiness, you bear your strong arm, and the mountains shake. The whole world will fall at your feet. You are the mighty King. Let all the people sing to the King of glory. You are the mighty King, awesome in everything. Tells of who you are. No other power can compare by far. You have conquered all your enemies, and you'll reign forevermore. You are the mighty King. Let all the people sing.
See? man who needs a major kind of the forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the way, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know, I couldn't see it. Shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire and the furnace.
There was Jesus,
always is and always was. No, I never walked alone.
Beginning and no end, you're my
His praises we sing. Whatever you need, my God will provide. The Father is waiting with arms open wide. Here in this house, there is a blessing. Here in this house, He's given a song.
Feels like redemption raining down on me. this gift of grace. Oh, and I know how healing feels. Oh, 'cause all my pain and all my shame and all my tears have been erased. It feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted. 'Cause when the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like say goodbye. The past is ending, say hello.
Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hi. This is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In Proverbs chapter 24, verses 11 and 12, God tells us, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, 'But we knew nothing about this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done?" Just recently, I was led by the Holy Spirit to get a tee time for a round of golf at Osprey Point Golf Course in Boca Raton. There was room for one player in a time slot that was perfect at 8:20 a.m. As I was waiting for my assigned start time, I was informed I would be going out sooner with two other men. This was fine since I was ready to go. At just that moment, a man came up to the sign-up desk and was immediately sent out to play with the three of us to now complete a foursome for the round. So now I have a passenger in my golf cart who is a total stranger. We introduced ourselves and quickly learned we both grew up in the same area, the same decade, and how our high schools were complete rivals. We could relate to one another from our growing up and graduating high school a couple years apart. He described himself as a progressive as far back as he can remember. I described myself as a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. He informed me that he was jealous of all the people he had come into contact with that had faith-filled hearts and was, quote-unquote, wishing that God would do that for him. I let him know that with God there are no coincidences and that God put us together specifically in what is known as a divine appointment. He was asking for God to show himself and to fill him with faith. And there God was, putting me in line with those other people he came into contact with right next to him, to share my testimony of deliverance and how Jesus broke my chains of addictions, filled me with the Holy Spirit, and gave me a new life, as Jesus tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. At the end of our round, I offered him a Bible that I keep in the car for times such as this. He refused the Bible, the Word of God. John chapter 4, verse 48 tells us, "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." In the book of Revelation, Jesus said to John, his disciple, chapter 21, verse 6, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost, from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
The one who has need but can't find any hope. For the fatherless child, or the childless woman. For all searching hearts that can't see where to go. A new day has come. The moment you trust in the Son, the Father in heaven will say, "Let there be light to reflect in the hearts of all men. Let His glory shine, bringing life where darkness had been." When God sent His Son as our sacrifice, again to the world, "Oh, let there be light." For the one who stands strong in the midst of the battle, the power of heaven on earth is affirmed. For the one who has faith through a valley of shadows, you will be known as the light of the world. A new day has come. The moment you trust in the Son, the Father in heaven will say, "Let His glory shine, bringing life where darkness had been." When God sent His Son as our sacrifice, He was saying again to the world, "Let there be light." Oh,
shape. They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came and he died and he rose. Those giants are dead now. This is our God, this is who he is. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. He bore the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. Remember that fear that took our breath away. Faith so weak that we could barely pray.
Love is now. Love is born. love is pouring from his hands, from his brow. Love is near. Love is here.